Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Trying to make
this is the theme song from Kirby's Dream Land, the video game, and Kirby Smart won last night. So see what I did there?
This is Middays with Marcus Maben. We've built up a brand over years, and the theme music to Kirby's Dream Land.
Yeah, it's a video game. You know Kirby, like...
You're not one of those that just destroy something. You take it down brick by brick.
Thanks.
And you're taking this show down. Like, you're not just blowing it up.
You realize, like, the audio...
You're law-abiding citizen us.
The audio...
Take it piece by piece.
There's a brand of rejoin here. And we can't afford swings for Kirby's Dream Land level risks.
But see, this like keeps everyone on their toes.
Fair enough.
And see, they'll listen for me to screw up, and then you can put that brand back in there.
I would just rather you walk in with a grenade and just blow it up.
No, I like to order my T-bone steak and then, you know.
Yeah.
That is such a badass scene.
That's an incredible movie.
Yeah,
that's a great movie. Even just getting him to run out of that house.
Oh, just everything he did.
You know that's three strikes, right? Oh, man. You see that little girl sitting with you? I can get you out of this, but you got to do everything I say. Go to the roof now.
Man, and just everything was done so calculated. Like, my wife watched that, and she was like... I'm watching her get excited about it because it was just like, well, actually, it was kind of creepy. But it was like how he, you know, it's like he ordered the perfect steak because he knew, you know, that bone.
Yeah, the perfect
sharp.
Shape.
It was incredible.
He knew the restaurant to get it from and everything. Like,
incredible.
He also ruined T-bone steaks for everyone in the penal system. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, he messed it up. I don't know how many T-bone steaks they were getting.
Probably not a ton of T-bone steaks coming in there.
I don't know, last meals or something like that, maybe.
Yeah, but they're under tight watch. The last meal guys, they hit the guard on their way out, I guess. Yeah, it's not really going to be.
It's like, come on, yeah. Guys.
Hand it through the thing there.
You're right.
Hey, you want to go to the range and take a couple shots?
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. As always, 815-939 is the number. 939 is the station. Also, let me take a second to remind everybody how valuable temperature control is. Temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree, then DFH Company is definitely the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we have here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, the NFL playoffs are here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking things off with a huge offer. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any wild card team to win their game. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team is victorious. All customers can also get in on the DraftKings Hammer the Over promotion. For every 5,000 bettors who take the over for Saturday night's game, the point the point total will lower half a point. It's pretty good. Who is the Saturday night game?
You tell me.
I don't know. It just says team name. Hammer the over has hit zero every time DraftKings has run it. So bettors won when the first point was scored. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL to get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code WLCL. This is Wild Card Weekend at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Is it wrong that I looked up the average salary of starting NFL linebackers?
What was it?
That's not the point, Steve. The point is it wrong that I looked it up?
No. No.
The average.
Let me read you something. And this is going to get a little uncomfortable. Sorry. What was the average? No, what's he going to make?
I don't remember, but I saw one of these kids is usually good at making breakdowns of who the free agents are going to sign and re-sign and all that stuff. They had him getting another 1 year, $3
million. Had Jalen?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
$3 million?
What's
he going to do with $3 million?
That's a fan trying to undercut Jalen.
I take what here, $3 million.
Deal!
Yeah. Sold. They figure it out next year.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, son, we haven't even finished the offer.
You know what's funny, though, man? Like, listening, and I mean, I wouldn't repeat them, but listening to, like, your conversations with Jalen, it's like he's so much more business savvy. Look, I'm gonna say we're over here. Like, take first thing they offer you. Like, you know, we're reading that the Lions like him. We're like, oh man, he's got to go back to the Lions. And then just hearing him talk to Maven. I mean, without going into detail, you know, it's like, you know, he's kind of like, you know, his first thing was like, yeah, I gotta listen. You know? Got calls like, no, don't listen.
Don't listen.
Take their contract.
What else you got to do for it?
You say no, they'll never ask you again.
I know, yeah. Like, this is not a negotiation.
Yeah.
It's the last offer you'll get.
I know.
But like deal or no deal, he has to hit the button.
But when you see guys, look, when you take that early one and then the guy who's comparable for to him gets six, you're like, you idiot. If you would have waited, you would have got six.
I know.
Fully guaranteed. What are you doing? Look, you had seven tip passes. You caused four turnovers, Jalen. That's money.
Texter says, I thought this was me days with Laurel and Hardy. Laurel and Hardy. No, Nikki. Tell Nick we want NWA, not that Kirby Dreamland blank.
He kept you on your toes.
National Wrestling Alliance?
He kept you on your toes.
Yeah, I was like, man, National Wrestling Alliance. See, yeah, dude, yeah, Yellowstone's amazing.
Uncomfortable text.
Texter says, Yellowstone's legit? Thanks for telling peeps about it. Yeah, listen, it was awesome, man. I'm all in on it. Let's have a quick little interjection, uncomfortable conversation, because mm-hmm. This text says something. It says, Vince Tyree did nothing to advance our top two programs. Tyree was a bad hire, but hey, we got the alley. Now, I don't totally agree with that, and I like Vince, but is his legacy the fact that it ended off with him saying, no, I'm sticking here with the football coach and stuff?
Yes. Like, yes.
Is that something he'll be – like, do you think, like, it's taking a hit?
Yes.
Like, he's going to – because here's the thing.
And he didn't contact Brom.
According to his,
he said it.
Yeah, I don't believe it, but hey, I have to take you for your word.
But if you say you didn't even contact him, and again, I won't pin this on him, but the rumor was never dispelled, was never addressed that you had Brom signed, sealed, and delivered, and nearly didn't. Just the way they both dipped at the same time. That to me, that's a That left a stench.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just said keep it, and then Josh Hurd came in, who was in the meeting, And the first thing he says is, that's our guy, period.
Yeah.
And we just got to get better? Yeah. Yeah, there's a stench.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a stench to that.
Yeah, I do think that, and I mean, I hate it for him, but I do think that his legacy went from, okay, you come in, you kind of helped when this happened, to.
And again,
listen. Well, what'd you do?
Again, I thought he did a great job as soon as COVID hit. I thought he did a masterful job.
I totally agree.
I think the way he handled the sports programs under this level of duress, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think, listen, it's public relations is an important, very important part of the job. He felt leadership. He felt like leadership. So I will say, all those things are not scoffed at. You know what I'm saying? Again, I don't subscribe to the I like him or I dislike him. He's good or bad. I don't just, you know, double down with it with because he talks to me and because I can text him, you know, I'm just going to, you know, I'm not going to criticize. I'm not going to critique. I don't do that. I don't do that propaganda type of deal. He did great things in, like I said, in department areas.
I would agree with that.
And other ways he failed us. Mm-hmm. As you know what I'm saying? As the revenue generating sports, I think his legacy I won't say failed. He didn't do a good job. On his transition.
Yeah, I think that's starting to become the narrative, mm-hmm. you know. And
it's attached. All that's attached. Like yeah. I said, it's not Josh Hart's fault, but the Neely Gonzalez transition thing is all attached together.
Yeah.
Period. Period. That is the stench that I'm talking about.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I didn't mean to kind of go off on that route, but it was just like I do think that kind of putting a closing bow on that because, I mean, as soon as these coaches are gone, if they are gone or if they succeed, I mean, it's going to – like. So, I mean, I guess it's still out there.
And I'll be fair to him as well with the Mac hire, you know. He doesn't necessarily get credit for that because that was the consensus thing that was going to
But he still had to make him believe, I think, you know. Okay, like
He doesn't get credit for it. He doesn't get
Because I still say like this is Louisville.
No,
like,
my point was probably should get more credit than he gets. I just think the average fan is like, well yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got seven, yeah. So it's great.
Well, I think in basketball, though, we feel a lot like, well, I mean, it's a little like, I think you don't give.
Yeah, you don't.
And it might not be fair.
No, listen.
But you don't give ADs as much credit because you're like, I mean, you know, wow, you got a guy to coach at Louisville.
No, that listen. And
I mean, I was down at Hollywood Beach this weekend, and me and my wife's uncle and stuff were there, and we said something about. What's up? Oh no, that's fine.
Good show.
He might be getting a. Do we got news? Yeah, can we break some news? Let's listen in.
Do I need to hit the sounder?
Did they sign him?
I'm listening.
Oh okay. Oh no. Yeah. You talk. Hey, listen. I'm gonna let him talk.
I mean, I could go to commercial.
No.
Are you scared I'm messing up?
He's actually like talking to his NFL son about
this
his
is
contract.
Real.
Yeah, yes, this is real. Yeah.
No. It's my head. Like during all this, my headphones.
No, I'm telling you, he only picks it. I know Marcus long enough. He would only pick that phone up if it was Jalen.
Okay. That's a good point. That's
only fair. Would pick that phone up if it was Jalen. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. This is awesome. We might be millionaires. We don't know. We're going back to Florida. Where's he?
Can I ask this hypothetical on the radio?
Oh, man.
Please say yes. Please say yes.
Come on. If not, we're going to break. We're going to refuse.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
So what were y'all talking about?
That was awesome.
So what y'all talking about?
All right. Okay. Well, you look happy.
Oh, I was talking.
Can I just say this? I am going to miss you, man.
I know.
Us.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe. If he leaves, I'm leaving. Like, I'll just quit. I like what me and him have. If he ever leaves, like,
it'd be unnatural.
I cannot do radio and be fine. Like, I don't care. I'll just move to Florida and be done.
Okay, so what were we talking about?
Kane.
Yeah. So, I was just going to say we were down in Florida and a guy said we had our Louisville shirts on. He was like, oh, man, I've been to the KFC Yum Center. That's amazing. I was like, yeah, thanks. So my point was, like, yes, you can get a coach to come here to Louisville.
Yeah. And to be fair, I do that with Coach Mack. You're doing a great job with recruiting, but some of those recruits were just coming.
Yeah. Like, you can get guys to Louisville,
right? Just like I don't want to overwhelm you with roses about getting guys to Louisville. Sometime, I mean, hell, Dino Gaudio could get.
I mean, Dino Gaudio got guys here. He's butt.
He went down to Carolina and got Bobby Pettiford. I mean,
I bet he didn't wear a turtleneck there, though.
He is
Dino.
He is a turtleneck guy, isn't he? He does wear a turtleneck.
I bet he is.
Dino?
Yeah.
All Italians are, I feel.
Okay.
Texter wants to know, Pittsburgh Steelers? ?
Can you give us a conference?
Do y'all want to know what he asked me?
Yes.
On a scale from 1 to 10.
12.
Y'all really want to know?
Yes.
I'll tell you what. Let's take an early commercial break and tell a friend.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell y'all what Jalen just asked me. Take a quick commercial break. Midday's with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Rejoin. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Did I hear you right, Steve? Did you tell everybody you knew why I answered that phone call?
Well, I knew it was Jalen. Because you only answer if it's Jalen.
During the show?
Yeah. Like, I've never...
Does he purposely call me during the show just because he knows I'm going to answer the phone?
I don't think he...
Even knows.
What time it's on. Like,
he does not know. Nobody in my family knows.
Jalen's like, I just got off the phone with God knows who. Like,
could you remember Cam called me in the middle of the show?
Yeah, like, I don't even think they know
family,
you have a show.
I work at ESPN Louisville. I have an awesome radio show. Nobody in my family even knows that I do this for.
Oh, man.
That is pretty funny.
My mom calls me, like, all the time, 12 to 3.
Really?
Same with Dad, yeah.
I don't care.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm on break. What are you doing? Talking about sports? Cool. I'm teaching kids. I'm molding minds. Yeah, you can take my phone call.
Right. Okay. So I get this call. Y'all want me to walk you through it?
Yes.
Step by step?
Yes. Is water wet? Is the sky blue?
Is everybody listening? And I want you to know how you would react to this question. Now, everybody... Steve, we have a thing that we've always been kind of known for. It agitates some people. Some people love it.
Okay.
We like hypotheticals.
We do.
We like hypothetical questions. Dad, what you doing? Doing the show. Oh, you on air? Yeah. Oh, so anyway. So first of all, he was very dismissive of me being on.
Of you actually being on the air. He's like, I don't care.
I really don't care. I'll buy the station. So here's the thing. Dad, what you doing? I'm on the air, blah, blah. Okay, he's dismissive about me being on the show. I said, okay, what's up, though? He said, I got to ask you a hypothetical question. I said, okay, what's up? He says, would you be okay, hypothetically, officiating our wedding?
Aw.
Okay. Yeah, Yes, son, of course.
That's pretty strong.
How much I get paid?
Listen.
How much does an average NFL player charge for someone who works in the radio to officiate a wedding?
You know. Also, hypothetically, Jalen.
I like how you're not like taking this off mute. You're like, I'll pay the royalty fees to the OJs. Right, I don't give a damn.
We're just done with this one anyway.
I actually can already officially.
Just for the record.
Do a wedding. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Just throwing it out there. That's amazing. That would be
isn't
awesome.
That amazing?
That is pretty awesome. Man.
That would be cool.
Isn't that amazing?
Have they decided where it's going to be at?
No.
I have vested interest in that.
Oh, God. Cameron Maben. Listen, I'm sorry, y'all. Sports just died for a few minutes, okay?
No, sports died a long time ago around here, I think.
So this is the most exciting thing.
Trust
me, you didn't kill sports around here.
Well,
you did for a couple of years.
Boom.
Yeah.
I got mine.
I did my thing.
Don't say that on air.
Oh,
people heard you. Listen. What if I screw it up? Did you hear me say that? I said, yeah, I'd be scared I'd screw it up, but of course I'd do it.
That's funny.
I'd be nervous.
That's amazing.
I might blow it. And wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes. I got a little book if you want it. It literally walks you. It's got like five different.
Boom, Jalen.
Seriously. It's got. I will give it to you. It's got five different ways to do it, and you can just fill in, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of like, so.
I'll just wing it.
I mean, you can add to. You can put some stank on it. You know, it'll be your family. You'll know, you know.
Their wedding. But I'm not going to be able to talk.
But it'll be easy. Look, you
do it professionally.
I'll
yeah,
be crying.
Well, yeah, but that's okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%.
No, it'll be waterworks. It'll be like real deal waterworks. Like, you got to think. He really, like, you know how we talk about people and their best friends and, you know, those kind of marriages and all that good stuff. Like, he literally is marrying his best friend.
Yeah.
And her brother is his other best friend.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a beautiful story.
And they got some jeans.
Yeah.
I'm going to make Alex Poitras do.
Yeah.
He's going to be my wingman.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Alex. Help me out with this.
Need to get Jeff Walls to meet that little baby. Yeah.
Listen, Jeff Walls, do you know the kind of genetics that's attached to this baby?
Yeah.
She's Alex Poitras' twin sister.
Yeah.
Twin people.
Yeah.
That is pretty funny, isn't it? Don't call me and ask me about something that emotional in the middle of a show and expect me to be a functional radio host.
That's a great thing.
The fact you're not blubbering all over yourself.
That's
like,
great.
Seriously.
A great
no,
day,
but son, look, and was I supposed to ask him, like, making any ground with the contracts?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought she was calling me about the contracts. Like, I mean, are y'all planning a wedding? Like, why? If you stop playing a wedding and start planning your contract.
Son.
And then you figure out what you're going to do with your wedding. Oh. How long have they been together? Like,
ever.
She ain't leaving.
Yeah. Like, she ain't going
She was
nowhere.
With you before you were good.
Listen.
While you were being good. And now.
Right.
Yeah, like,
right.
Yeah,
I love Steve's question of where do you think the money's going to be?
That's all I care about.
What's going to be getting served? Pierogies, maybe, or maybe something Cajun.
What kind of food are they going to have?
Oh, who knows?
What do I need to dress up for? Hot, cold?
Will it be one of a situation where I've got to fight for one spot, or do I get a plus one? Like,
yeah, just and the fact that I don't know.
I know.
They're just talking about. You know what? That's when you know his negotiations must be going good.
Oh yeah.
Because when you calling me with that kind of question in the middle of the day, and then I'm like, son, is this hypothetical or? Is that you're the number one option?
Yeah.
Oh no! Now you ruined my rest of my day.
Am I gonna have to pull the? If I go alone, am I gonna have to pull the like? Oh yeah, I'm Uncle Ned's kid. You know, just like crash it. Just like oh yeah.
They look.
Hey, Uncle Jamal adopted me.
They probably gonna put.
Yeah.
They gonna pull a Don on security.
I know. People's gonna be like. Who's the white boy dancing? That's Jamal's nephew.
Get down.
Yeah. That's Jamal's nephew. Y'all don't know Jamal? Yeah.
Tom. Steve Roberts just bow, wow. Steve Rubbish is the white Q dog at the wedding. Bow wow wow.
I know.
We gotta get him divorced.
I know. Just so much.
Yeah. Just charities or something. You look like you had a good time.
Yeah.
I saw it all over Barstool Sports.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't think it wouldn't accidentally. Listen.
Steve was grinding with Matt Stafford's wife.
What? What? Yeah, he got kicked out. Who is that up there?
Softball Dad.
Softball Dad Dustin. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
You guys are kind of stealing my thunder just a little bit. I'm a board certified paramedic.
What do you think? Every wedding needs one of those too.
Well, yes. You're going to need a scribe of some sort, and I can write. I don't mind to help with the security detail. I could potentially line up a rotary winged aircraft to get us to and fro if need be.
Well, my dad's a pilot too, so yeah.
Well, but you know, he's going to be busy. He's got other things to do.
We're going to be streaking together.
I got a good accountant. We can get the payroll into things squared away. There's a whole litany of things that we need to consider. Put our heads together. We'll get down to four pegs and just get it all. Throw a noodle against the wall, see if it sticks.
Right. Everybody just start firing in resumes.
That's right. So, hey, congratulations. It'll be fun. And,
thank you. You
can go online and become an ordained minister like in 30 minutes. So, and I'm willing to do that. I mean, I'm Catholic. But, you know, I'll do what I need to do.
Listen, I'm not sure we're worried about many rules in this one. They broke the mold when that phone call happened.
You have a good one, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, you can do the wedding, and I can just sign the paper.
We got
all you need is my signature and my number.
It would be awesome to be on there to have your signature on it. On their nuptials.
I'm forever a part of this.
Right? So anniversary vacations, like.
But would I be the guy at the wedding where you'd be like, all right, well, Steve's not going to do anything crazy. And then, I fit my way up into the party or something, into the, like in his groomsmen or something. You know?
You're in all the photos. Yeah, just photobombing them.
Just kneeling in it.
Yeah, look, I would kneely him, dude. I'd get in Jalen's pocket and just stay there. Me and LaDon are under, me and Miss Reeves are under a cover, or wrapped up. Yeah.
Just how is Steve everything from the whole wedding?
Catching the bouquet and the garter.
Hey, Aston asked on Twitter, what if we did middays or a midnight with Maben at the wedding?
Do the dog. I won't be functional. My waterworks will be so bad. It's like
it will be the last midnight's Marcus Maben ever. But my God,
the dog's gonna kill you. Don't you realize she's gonna kill me?
Yeah,
she's gonna kill me when she hears us joking around on this radio show.
Oh, I know.
Somebody's calling her because listen, she got some snitches around her.
Yeah,
they can't wait. Did you hear my mom?
Yeah.
She was mad at me for posting a video of him getting caught on the swag cam.
That was amazing.
Did you see that?
The swag cam. No. What was this?
The swag cam. He was at the he was front row at the Pistons game on the floor.
Well done.
And then the swag cam hit him. I don't know who that was beside him. It was him, another guy, and Alexis, right? And it was so wholesome because as soon as they all realized at the same time they're on the camera, and they all dropped their head immediately, like real, just like, oh God, you know what I'm saying? They kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like some people when the cam hits you,
they start dancing or
yeah,
waving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You pose, but they literally just like, oh God, like, please. yeah, right. And so then there was a kid after that, and he, you know, showed his chain. You know what I'm saying? It's like, Jalen, he doesn't. I don't know if he owns a piece of jewelry. I don't know if he owns a piece of jewelry.
That was awesome, though.
That was awesome. It and, was good. And it was on Barstool.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like, that's awesome.
Well, see, there are good things happening in life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's my team.
Coach Mack.
Yeah. Like, but the real question is,
are you going to change the lineup?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, what is the starting lineup going
to
be tomorrow?
Listen, my son is asking me to to do his wedding. I mean, hey, bravo.
Yeah, yeah. Grand. Fun. You know what would be fun is if I go down there and brag on my team. Why are we just assuming it's down there, too? Like, I'm just, like, down there.
It's got to be somewhere warm, right?
It's got to be south of here.
You're going to need a passport? That could also be telling about...
I have a passport.
Fair
if
enough.
Needed.
I need to get one. But if you need someone to hand out hors d'oeuvres, I'm just saying, I am your guy. I can do it with both hands.
We're all coming up
face.
With things we're good at, yeah, right. Related to weddings. We're like,
yeah, and I'm not good at anything.
Yeah. Well, like, now, well, that's fun.
Officiate a wedding?
Well.
Jalen, why would you put that?
Starts there, and then next thing you know, you officiate games.
We are officially in the danger zone with this North Carolina State game coming up. Okay, do you expect the, Mom's Faulkner was listening to
it. Ah.
Oh, maybe she'll give advice.
Yeah.
Do
I expect a what?
A lineup change.
Yeah. I'll be really disappointed if we don't get one. And not just the lineup change. But I know you don't. And that's what I'm saying. And maybe I don't know if I do, but I'm putting it out there. I need L. Ellis, Mason Faulkner, Sam Williamson, Matt Cross, and Sidney Curry to be the starting lineup up there.
Thank you, Texter. Say that lineup again. It's going to be hard to do these last 10 minutes.
Mason Faulkner.
You understand that.
L. Ellis, Sam Williamson, Matt Cross, Sidney Curry.
Because they won the Stones Award for last week.
Yeah, and then I need to see some Rose. Game. I need to see some Rose early, some DeAndre early.
Wait a minute. You're taking Malik's starting spot?
Yeah.
And Jarrett West's starting spot?
Yeah, no, I need a drastic change. Like, I need something. I need because here's the thing. If he rolls the same lineup out there, I'm trying to save you, Mac. If you roll the same lineup out there, and it's another, grind it out win. Yes, I mean, I'll be glad we won, but it'll be like, okay, we're not going to beat. Like, okay, we're going to win our next four. We're going to beat by Virginia. Like, you know, it's going to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see something different.
Do they not look
personnel-wise?
Do they not look like they play with urgency? I saw a tweet or text earlier about them not looking like they play with urgency.
Well, I think I don't know if it's urgency or if it's what me and you were saying the other night when that lineup was in. We were like, "There's energy with this lineup."
Yep.
I think it's that. I think it's more energy. I mean we watched
did
film.
You see how much like they were screaming?
Yes.
That's a, like, y'all make fun of me, but that's a telltale sign.
Mm-hmm.
The way your team screams after buckets. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? The way they are, cuz again, I've said this, I've tried to get y'all to understand this. When you clap your hands in another man's face up close,
yeah.
That's you're putting yourself at risk by doing that.
Sure.
That's a dangerous thing to do in the animal kingdom that is sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When you yell at the top of your lungs within a 5-6 foot radius of another man, when you scream at the top of your lungs, that's a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah.
That can go left. And he will be attacking you. And that's saying, I welcome the challenge.
Yeah.
That's an important gesture in sports.
Yes.
That's why you get a technical foul. Because the referees realized years ago, you scream in a man's face like that, he's liable to do something to you.
Yeah.
Right then and there on the spot.
No, 100%. I mean,
And when you saw the way L. Ellis was yelling, you know what I'm saying? And again, there's a difference between running backwards after you get a bucket and yelling right in front of them when you score. and back and walking and jogging backwards.
Yeah.
And yelling at people.
Well, yeah, and it just kind of, I mean, when you go and you watch, I mean, like even the other night, I mean, we started the game out okay. I mean, well, but we can get to the details of it. But from the scoreboard, you're like, oh, it's like 7-4, you know, I mean, 7-2, you know. But then you go back and you look and you go, okay. Sam Williamson drives to the bucket, hits Malik. Malik throws his feet out somewhere, God, throws it over the rim, you know. Sam puts it back. We go down on another end. You know, we're hanging up on screens. Kind of feels like a day school.
Letting them screen us.
Yeah, yeah. You come down. You throw it. You know, Noah Locke shoots one from 30 feet. Hits it. You know, good. Okay. Yeah. It's like, and you're watching it, and it's like, man. But like when that other, when Mason and L and those guys, and they come into the game. I'm just saying, flip it. Let them start it. Let's see what that looks like. Let them start the game. Let that energy start the game.
I mean, but you realize we're going against one of Mac's biggest principles of with the guys he trusts.
Okay, well, his job's on the line, not mine. So, like, you know, do what you want. But
right. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. It's what I think. I think we need this. But you have to, like, I understand that this is going to be difficult for you to see out. Yeah. And then if you put those guys out there and then you snatch them 1 minute into the game or 2 minutes in the game just to go back to your same line, like, you're going to have to, your stomach is going to have to change. You know what I'm saying? Your anxiety, chemistry in your stomach about playing Roosevelt and Sydney, that's where you're going to have to change.
Oh, sure, because the thing is like, you can't pull the thing. Like, do you remember year two, I think it was. Word on the street was Jordan went out one night and had a little too much fun.
Okay. Right.
Jordan.
Nikki, go look at the first play of the game. I sent it to the 93.9 account. Just look at Malik.
Jordan gets in trouble. We're benching Jordan. For 45 seconds. It was like literally the first dead ball. I was like, Jordan.
I forgot about that. Which made you look bad.
It looked stupid. It was bad. Come on, man. Like, is Jordan in trouble or is he not?
That made him.
Like.
But we all laughed because we was like, get Jordan in the game. Stop showing off.
Yeah, like, dude, Jordan drank a little too much one night. He's fine. Okay? He's going to be a pro.
He's from Buffalo.
Yeah. He's going to be a pro in 4 months. He'll be okay. All right? Like, but yeah, it was just.
So does Locke have to be taken out of starting lineup?
Yes,
because he's become just a shooter.
Yes,
and coach, you can't deal with Noah Locke.
And I'm not saying I don't like these guys.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm saying though, let's see what they do as backups.
Deal with the other stuff and wait to get for him to hit a bucket. Did you watch that? Did you watch Malik? I sent you a video to the 93.9. DM. No. I want you to just watch it with your own two eyes. Open it up all the way and watch Malik. Because I want you to kind of describe it. The Locke shooter thing. And he would have to admit, like, when we're talking about these guys, it's like you want to say, hey, son, let's watch this together.
Yeah.
And look, you know, look at the space you're giving up here. Mm-hmm. Look at how comfortable your guard looks. Look how comfortable they're catching the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're just jogging around, chasing them. Then when you get a wide open shot, like, everybody has to create a shot for you.
But my thing is, though, if you say, hey, there's going to be more emphasis.
I will say this.
Yeah.
The more we attack, the more Locke may get good looks.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I could even get down with maybe you do a three-guard lineup. Maybe you do something like L. Ellis, Mason, and Locke. You're like, no, I feel like attacking early will get Locke some open looks. Because here's the thing. Locke seems to hit shots at the beginning of the game, and he's hit some big shots at the end of the games.
Okay.
In the middle, he does something.
Three guards, two bigs, right? Who plays together?
And I don't think whoever played two bigs.
I know.
That's why I'm like.
Okay. Who would play better together? Sydney and Malik or Sydney and Jalen?
Sydney Malik. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Sydney and Malik could work together.
Rose and Sydney?
I'd like for there to be one extra somebody out there that I trust help defensive-wise. I mean, you know, I think there's upside for that one. But I think if you were going to do two, but he's never going to. I quit on that one. I've just quit on that one with Mac. Mac will never do. That's one that I'm like, okay.
But he does play Jalen and Malik together.
Jalen's not a big. Like, Jalen's not a big, though. Like, you know, you can tell yourself he's a big.
He's as Malik now.
Well, yeah, but his game isn't he's not a big.
But that's why I've been yelling at y'all about position. Talking about out of position?
Yeah. No, you won that one. You won that battle. I'll give you that one.
said, okay.
Yeah, like, you win that one.
Okay,
so,
Nikki, what did you see on Malik right there?
I see him go up to try to, you know, get a put back, and...
Well, they passed it to him. Is it too small for you to see?
Yeah, it's very grainy.
Okay.
And I basically see his legs get taken out.
It's not 4K. Nick don't want to watch it.
You think his legs got taken out?
All right, I'm being polite. His legs go out from under him.
He took his leg out from under him.
Look, that's what I'm saying. It's like after I reviewed that, I'm like,
I've watched it like 7 times. I'm trying to give, you know, him an out, and I'm trying to always be sensitive to the injury and everything like that. But
since sensitive to the injury, we have other guys rotting on the bench. Rotting. And listen, y'all, this is the same football conversation I had. This is the same football conversation when I told y'all about Malik. What's the word you use? Not pirating.
Bogarting.
No, Malik Cunningham on the goal line. What do they call in fantasy football? You got a guy who steals all the goal line touches. What do you call it?
Like gouging? I don't know.
No. I can't think of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, point being.
We call it a pigeon.
I'm not exactly a walking thesaurus. Or what is it?
Thesaurus.
Yeah. Thesaurus. I can't even say the word right. Thesaurus.
Vulturing. Vulturing. Yeah, okay. Vulturing, goal line touchdowns.
Pigeon, vulturing, yeah, same
thing. Yeah, like you can't. Listen, Malik.
That was one of the worst cell phones of all time.
What, my video?
No, me. Not a walking thesaurus.
Yo, I thought you did on purpose.
I got a lift. Shut up.
Listen.
I'm going to go with that.
That was an awesome joke if you did it on purpose.
No, it wasn't.
But yeah. Like,
I didn't.
Like, I've watched enough video.
If you make fun of it, I'm going to say it's my speech, and I'm going to get you canceled.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
You got to come up with defenses now.
Yep.
Gotta,
so don't laugh at it.
You got to have canceled
if I,
defense.
Jack, if I hear it, I'm going to say you make fun of people who can't talk right.
From now on.
I'm still going to call you Merriam.
Yeah.
Merriam-Webster.
I bet you are. Nikki. N-I-K-K-I.
I wear one sweater.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What? Which one? I'm sorry. Am I supposed to be reading something? I don't...
Look at the one right above Drew Diener at the bottom. All the way at the bottom.
An AB conversation. I'll just see myself out.
Maven has you in his phone is N-I-K-K-I.
Thanks, bud.
I didn't even realize it, man.
Hey, at least you have me saved.
I didn't even realize that.
Pops didn't have my number saved for 3 years.
I didn't realize that.
You didn't just think N-I-C-K-Y?
I didn't. I never thought about that.
You've been Nikki V.
I mean, are there any emojis in there? Like a heart emoji?
No, it's just Nikki V.
My pretty, like, you know.
And listen,
I agree with the top text. I thought that's what you wanted me to read.
No, that was just coming in during the show.
Yeah, that's fair.
Nikki, I'm sorry. I will change that. I don't think you should be... I don't think you should be in my phone as...
You can call me... look, I am comfortable enough in my masculinity. You can call me whatever.
Turtle Nikki.
Turtle Nikki.
Let me see how many...
You can call me Turtle.
How many Nikkis do I got on my phone?
Humble brag here.
Yeah.
And or a dangerous game.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, is your neighbor named Nikki?
Hold on. I got to get down to the end. Yeah.
Texture says Malik, don't even try for the tip.
Oh God.
I don't. Only reason I don't bash him for that is I don't know if that's by design. Mac may say I would rather start defensively.
I didn't like that either.
No, I don't either. I'm not saying I like it, but I mean, I'm saying it, I could see a strategy four. There where you say we want, okay, how many are men?
Yeah, are you sure they're all, they all identify as female? Because you spell them all as Nikki.
I got Nicole.
Okay, that one.
But in parentheses, Nikki.
N-I-K-K-I. The same way you spell Nikki V. Yeah.
Yes, but I have parentheses on that one. I have. I have another Nikki and a different emoji in front of it. And that's all I'm going to talk about. That's in my phone.
did you rank your Nikkis?
Did you knock me off?
No.
You just unplugged your headphones.
No, I couldn't hear either.
Okay. Yeah.
Did I hit something?
Nick totally
hit something. I know what it was. Was it this?
You were laying. You were laying all over that board, Nikki. Yeah. Like we knew you did something.
Yeah, I didn't turn you off. I just.
Somebody said Nikki Saban. Old Saint Nikki.
It never dawned on me that I spelled his name with N-I-K-K-I.
So who's eggplant, Nikki?
Gonna say that's now we're talking. We're talking emojis.
Be careful.
And it ain't about the eggplant palm, is what I'm saying. Hey, yo.
Well, I have you as Nikki N-I-C-K-Y, Nikki V, in my phone. Just so you know.
Is there an eggplant emoji?
There is not. No, actually, I don't. I have you as Nick Valvano. Very right there with Nick Curran.
There we go. Very, very official.
Nick Curran and Nick
brass
Valvano.
Tacks.
I got
Rummage is all about brass tacks. Gets right
I got
to the
Curran
business.
Just in there as Curran.
I don't do
same. Same. He's okay. Just Curran.
See, I do full names because that bugs me because I don't know why, but I do full names. You know, like Elijah gets Elijah with some emojis, and wife got wife with some hearts, and everybody else is full name. Except Coop.
Coop. Do you have avatars on everybody?
No.
Anybody?
Like pictures? Just yeah, I got and then, yeah, actually circle, you. Yeah. You I got my wife, Marcus, and my son. They're saved at the top three as my messages because they're the ones I text more than anybody, so I can find them right there at the top.
I need to add you guys up there because I have the producers chat, Jeanette.
I only have women pictures.
And then there's Nick Valvano.
I don't think I have one male that has. Jalen does.
I've only got two photos. I've got Jeanette and Process has Guy LaFleur, the old hockey player.
I'll give Marcus this. It was awkward going through his Facebook and trying to like pick a picture. I was like, this feels kind of stupid. I was like, I didn't want to like get a picture of him playing. Like, cause I was like, maybe I'll get a picture of him dunking. I was like, oh. Then like I went to his profile pictures and I was like, this feels kind of weird.
Maybe wakes up. Who's liking my beach photo?
I know. I was like, this feels kind of weird. Like I'm trying to find a picture of his face to put on my yeah. Sorry, Nick, you can play us out.
Right.
Sorry. But, yeah, I don't know. It was kind of odd. I'll give you that.
God, Nikki, we took you all the way. Why didn't you?
Yeah, it's 11:58.
I told Nikki.
10 minutes at 51. 41.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At 51, play out.
So this one ain't on us.
He's just determined to. He's having too much fun.
Somebody said Bob has Nick in his phone as Jamie's brother.
that's facts
gonna do
right there.
Am I going to do his wedding? Why would he ask me that?
It's tense.
How much do I charge?
Yeah.
Go by the hour and talk slow.
Let me go to Google.
Yeah.
Average cost to officiate wedding.
Be like a Catholic wedding. Like, we're going to be here all day, boys.
Hope you brought snacks.
I'm going to thank each. Look,
that's not a foot rest.
Just give me the list of all attendees. And
I learned that in my first one.
I'm going to thank everybody, every attendee one by one. Thank you for coming. So.
Yeah. Thank you, LaDon Reeves. Thank you. No, Alex Poitras.
A graduation. Yeah. Midday with Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville.
This is Lamar Jackson, and you're listening to the home of the Ravens in Louisville, 93.9 The Ville.
Now that sports have officially kicked off, there's only four things missing from your playbook. Four Pegs. Looking for great smoked wings? Four Pegs. Looking for juicy barbecue and award-winning chili? Four Pegs. If you're just looking for some cold craft, tap, can, or bottled beer? Four Pegs. And the best part about Four Pegs is it's right around the corner at 1053 Goss Avenue in Germantown. So you better get over there fast because the word is spreading. And while you're over there, be sure to ask about their food truck and...
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.